All right, we are holding Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, Simen Dalid, Sif Beis. Okay, here we go. Yadaktik Laros Alehen Mayim Shlosh Pamim. You should be careful to pour the water three times on your hands. Lahavi Ruach Ra'a Sheshor Alehen. That will take off this Ruach Ra'a that is on your hands. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Ches, Yadaktik Kichut Me'atamim. And this Karam B'Sif Katan Aleph, where we mentioned yesterday, the Rashba and the Rosh, Shetzarech Lito Yod of the Tefillah, while we wash before davening, Tzarech Lito Gam Ishum Ruach Ra Hashur Al HaYadayim. So you have to wash this Ruach Ra that comes in your hands. Ach Hechad in Atiluhu Mishum Ruach Ra Levad, but when you're only washing to get off the Ruach Ra, Lohai Misaknim Al Ze Bracha, the Chazal didn't put a Bracha on this type of Atiluhu, Lechein Anatzrichim Gam Latamim Haniskavim. That's why we had to come on to the two reasons yesterday, of either we're created brand new, or hands are touching parts of the body that are covered. In Sifkat and Tes, Mishnah Berurah says, Laros Alehen, Veyitlein Lechadchila Ad Perakazroa. So you should write like up to the wrist. You don't have enough, so then die ad kishrei etzbosov, enough to where the knuckles or your fingers. You have to spread out your fingers like you're trying to receive something. And you lift up your hands to your head. You wash out your mouth also. But in a tainus, we would not wash out our mouth. So three times you have to wash your hands. We'll see if it goes back and forth. Sifkat and Yud. So he's saying like this. Let's say I had a lot of water. I got a huge jug and I poured it all in one shot. That would be much more than if I would have done it three times separately. No, that doesn't count. It only counts as one. Ki ein haruach holeich ela b'shlosh pa'amim. The ruach doesn't leave unless you do it three times. Dehain this means. Pa'amach asal yad yamin v'achach al yad smol. Right, left, right, left, right, left. Ad shlosh pa'amim b'sirugim. Three times alternating. Uvseit from Isirav, cause of this from the Gra, he brings down Arba Pamim. Good morning. Rin Sivkat in Yud. He says like this. Again, from the Gra, Arba Pamim, wash four times, Shlosh Pamim, Lahavir Ruach Ra, Laharvias, Lahavir Hamayim Shenitmu. So three times to get off the Ruach Ra, and then I gotta wash a fourth time to get off that. He brings in the Dirshu in my version 21. From Rav Chaim Kanievsky, does the fourth time also have to be Sirugin? Is it right, left, right, left, right, left, and then again right, left? Or no, once I'm already, I just ended off, my third time was right, left, could I just finish off and do a fourth time on the left and then go back to the right? So he says, he writes, the Indian Sirugin Minatilas Revis, right? Kosov Gon Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shemina Ga'olam, Hu Lito Gam Natila Zuba Sirugin. Okay, we go back and forth, however, well, Medina Mistaber Shein Tzarech, right? Technically speaking, if the fourth time is only really to remove this ruach, the water that became tame, so then that you wouldn't need to go back and forth. Okay, interesting. Now he points out many halachas we think only apply to men apply to women also. A zimun, right, applies to men and women. Shalshudas applies to men and to women. So he brings the Mishnah Berurah. Tzarech li lahaz here lenoshim she zaharu benetilas yadayim shlosh pamim besirugin kmo anoshim. Women also have to do this exact same thing. Vegam kiheim misaknos amachem. Now I'm talking about preparing foods. Shelo yitamu biyadayim. So they should have tummy hands when they're preparing the food. What if a non-Jew touches the food? That's not a problem. So then, what's it called? That doesn't make the food problematic. That's a good question. Sternbach has a tshuva like that, where he quotes that maybe there is a day out there that maybe even one time washing would take off the ruach ra. So he writes, Mestam, even a Jew who's not yet observant washed his hands one time in the morning. You know, normal people wash their hands. So we could rely upon that sheet in order to eat the food that was touched by a Jew who did not yet wash their hands in the morning. Because by the time the food gets to you, I'm sure they wash their hands once throughout the day. What would be some other things? We'll see. If food was touched, it should be washed to take that off. He's going to explain. But if the food would become ruined by doing that, then there are those opinions out. Like let's say a piece of cake or something like that. So you're going to wash it off. It's going to be disgusting. An apple or something like that could be washed, should be washed.
That's really the reason why we wash our fruit. That's the reason they get the Ruach Ruach.
Kids also, the post can discuss, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav brings down from a very early age, they should be taught to wash. Others are a little bit more lenient once they get to the age of Chinuch, let's say 6 or 7. Some is even the most lenient opinion out there is up until Bar Mitzvah. Up until Bar Mitzvah, they can still touch. Okay. Let's go on. That was Beis. Okay, Gimel. Lo Yiga Biyago, Kodin Atiyah Lepeh, Velola Chotem, Velola Aznayim, Velola Naim. So you shouldn't touch any one of the openings of your eyes, your mouth, your nose, your ears, your eyes. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Gimel, Sifkan Yud Aleph, Kodim Natilim, Mipnei HaRuach Ruach, Shaharuach Ruach, Hashura Al Yadayim, Yuchel Lahazik, Eile HaYivarim. It could harm a person. Yud Beis, Velola Naim, V'yeshu Zarafilu Al Gabe Einav, Mibachutz, Im Efshalo, even the outside of your eyes. But the Dirshu brings down if you have like an article of clothing or something like inside your sleeve, and then you use that to touch these parts of your body, that's not a problem. It sounds like it's direct contact. Okay. Dalid. Afilu Mishinotl Yodov, Lo Yemashmesh Bepi, Hatabas, Tomid, even who has washed shouldn't touch that part of their body. Mipnesh, Mivyaso, Lide, Tachtonios. We saw earlier that could bring to hemorrhoids. Velo Yiga Bemakam Hakaza. Let's say a person was bloodletting, so there's an open wound there. You shouldn't touch that. She Mish Mush Hayad Mazik Lechabura. By touching, it's gonna harm the wound.
Because of touching in general, or because of the Ruach?
It sounds like the Ruach Ra gets to open parts of the body. Could be from a medical perspective. Also, it's not good to play around with
germs.
Germs. But he's talking over here about. You'll see why I say that from in Yud Gimel, where he talks about other openings. If you look in the Sifkat in Yud Gimel, the Kodem Natila Yesh Oistrin Miliga Bepi Hatabas Afilu Bemikras. So again, before Natila, you can't touch it all. Vechein La Amo, right? Your Aver Vemalkam Hanekev, where it's opened. Where you urinate from, right? Afilu im hunos, even if you're married. V'chein ha'gavne b'makom nekev ha'koza. So that by the hole where you were bloodletting, ki az yuchel ha'ruach ra lahazik v'chol nekev shebeguf. So any opening, that's where the ruach ra could get you. Again, we don't exactly know how these things work, but we rely upon those who do know how these things work. You know, I don't know how my car works, but I turn on the engine and it goes, you know. I don't know how ruach ra works, but I just do what it says and get it off.
You wash and it goes.
Good. Okay, Viter. Where are we holding? Hey. Lo yiga begigish shecha. Don't touch a beer barrel. Okay, so you're not touching the beer directly, you're touching the container of the beer, right? Mishmish hayad mafsid hashecha. If you would touch the beer with your hands, that would ruin it. Yudalid. Mafsid hashecha vil im naga b'maycha koidim shenotel yada. This is what we were just talking about. If you touched food before you washed, Ein less or hamaychel al yidei zeh. That doesn't make the food osir. Aval lechatchila ma'od yesh lizohir shlo yiga az b'shumaychel. You should be very, very careful not to touch any food. Ve'im nogah ba'ochel. But if you do touch, yidichenu shlosh pam. You should wash it off 3 times. V'chein ein lishtos oshan tabak kodem tilas yadayim. So this is like some sort of tobacco. You know, what's it called? Snuff, right? So he says 2 things happen. Either you're touching out your nose, right? And also you're messing up, you're touching the tobacco. I guess here he's pointing out that this applies to non-edible items as well, not to touch. Okay, good. Let's continue in Vav. Ein tzorech revis l'natilas yadayim l'tefila. So you don't need a revis for washing your hands before davening, which we would need for food. I mean, for seuda. And the revis, I've seen the most lenient, is 2.9 ounce. I think it's from Chacham Avadi Yosef. So others bring 3.3, and all the way up to 5.4 ounces of fluid ounces would be revius. In Tesvav, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein Sarech Roitzeloimer, B'di'eved, Ein Ma'akev HaBrocha U'mavarech Al Natilas Yadayim. So, okay, so technically speaking, if you didn't have that, you could do it, and you could still make the bracha. Aval lechatchil, the best thing, Tov Lahakbid. You should be careful on this. Shia lo gam kein revius. You have revius to wash. Can we call sif siv achas? That's going to play the next sif. Dekoy gam al shia lo revius. Can we call sif achronim? Okay, so we should try to have a revius. It's not to get so much water for
in total or for each dip?
Good question. So, it sounds like for each washing. That's what I would say. I'm basing that upon something that appears in later on in by the washing we do for Natila Sidaim for a Sa'uda. I think that's the correct, but I'm not positive. Okay, Zayin. Tov lahakbid min atilas yadayim shachris b'chol hadavarim shema'akvim So it's good to be strict on everything that we would apply to pull away from washing before eating bread. So that should apply for the washing in the morning. But halgoa says the Rama, mihu ena ma'akev lo kli. It doesn't have to necessarily be from a vessel. Velo koach gaver. You yourself don't have to physically pour it on yourself. You know, it could be from like a faucet or something like that. Ushar devar mepolis leminatilas hasuda. So you should be. It's good to be makpid on these things. But if you didn't have it, then you could be lenient, and it's not going to be a problem. So he speaks out what these are. What are these in Sifkat and Tazayin? That it's ein ma'akiv. You don't have these things. Rotzalomer b'di'aved le'inyan bracha yuchal levarich al natilas yadayim. You can still make this. Or fil lechatchila heichad e'efsha b'inyan achir. If you have no other way of doing it, aval heichad e'efsha tov lahakbid. But if you could get a kli, you should use it, right? Lo kli says the Mishnah Berurah Yud Zayin. Rotzalomer de'mahani af lehavi ruach ra. This would take it off. L'chein im ein lo kli shalem. If you don't have a kli, there's a crack in it or something like that, or according to me, like a disposable cup. Mutali told me kli nokuv with a cup, v'chein mi plump, that's like a pump. Af she'en kan koch gavra. Right? Koch gavra means something that you yourself are doing it. As opposed to if I turn on the faucet, so that's not koch gavra. According to the poskim, only that first spritz of water that comes out of the faucet is called koch gavra, because I brought that out. But once I turn the faucet on, so I walk away, and 5 minutes later, it's still going. That's not koch gavra anymore. So what would you do? Let's say you're stuck, and all you have is a faucet. So you turn it off and on. So once you turn on that first spritz, that's koch gavra. Turn it off. Turn on the next time. The other hand, right? So then that's koch gavra. You go back and forth. So it would be a little bit more time-consuming, but that at least would be considered halakhli koch gavra. Kimavur lakaman, he says, b'hilchas netilas yadayim. If you dip your hands in, it's going to explain later on about dipping your hands into water. Okay, what was that? That was Zion, I think? Yeah, Ches. Netilas yadayim shachris einotlin al gabe yakarka, right? Elatoch kli. So you shouldn't just spill out this water onto the ground, you should pour it into a kli. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yud Ches Vafilu Agabe Ki Samim Osur Mipnei Sheruach Rashur Alehem. So the water is on this. You don't want this water to be floating around. Kli Yud Tes V'Tov Sheyaniach Shnei Kelim Mi Rosh Osov Echad Molev Echad Reikan. You should have a full one and thing. You know, like you'd have your bowl, right? They sell in the store. You have your cup and your bowl. So you have the full one. You have the water right there, and then you just pour it into that bowl. And that bowl, and you go dump it out because is that water has the ruach ra on it, and we don't want someone to get harmed.
So we're saying it's okay from the bowl itself to dump anywhere? Or you still have to do something?
That bowl, yeah, no, that bowl, the water you had in your cup is what you're going to use to take off the ruach ra. Yeah. Then that water ended up in the big bowl, right? Yeah. So that big bowl should be flushed down in the toilet, in the bathtub, in the sink. That water should, or we'll see, like, you could pour it into ground that's going to get absorbed in, but it shouldn't be where someone could slip on it, so someone could touch it. Which is in contrast to, let's say, we're going to learn, like by Mayim Achronim, someone could get hana from that once you wash, because that's not like a Ruach Ra issue. But this Ruach Ra, we just want to dispose of it. He's going to say you can't give it to the animal, you can't use any.
So it's not a matter of putting an article and then dumping it.
It's anyway.
Staying wherever it is.
Right. Yeah. What's that? That was Ches? Tes. Mayim Shalom Tiyas Yadayim Shachris Osu Lehonos Mehem, right? You can't get any hana from it. Lo yishpechem bebayis, you shouldn't spill out in your house. Velo b'malkam she'ovrim sham b'nei adam, where a person's going to walk and get it. Al kein lo yitneim lifnei behemto, says the Mishnah, but that was chaf. Chafalef b'nei adam ki yuchul lehi nozeik al yidei haruach ra. Person could get hurt by this. So therefore, we want to just get rid of it. Ve yishpechem b'malkam midron o be'ofer tituach. Right, you pour into like soft ground where it's going to get absorbed. Okay, that was what? I'm lost already. Test. Yud. No tel kli shel mayim biyad yamino, v'noizn liyad smolo, kidei sheyorig mayim al yamino techila. So you pick up with your right hand, you put it into your left hand, then you begin pouring onto your right hand, because we always give preference to the right side first. And the Mishnah says in Chav Beis, v'noizno kidei sheyizgabu yamin shel chesh, yamin shehu chesed, al smol shehu din. So the right side of the body is chesed. The left side is midas adin. So you want to give preference to chesed over din. Vegam be'iter, even with the lefty, azlin and boser yamin da'alma. We follow after, lefty also picks up with the right, because again, this is chesed adin. This isn't like we saw earlier about by wiping, right, which hand you use more frequently. Okay, yud aleph, velo yitol mimi shelo notol yod of shachris. You shouldn't have somebody wash for you if they themselves did not themselves wash. In Chaf Beis, Leito Rotz Loima Lishpoch Lo Al Yadav. He shouldn't pour it on your hands for you. Aval Havi Lo Mayim Mutter. He could bring you the water. Chaf Dal Mimishlo. President wash. Before, if you're washing for eating, then you're allowed. You could, in fact, get from someone who did not yet wash netilas yadayim. Okay, we'll stop here.
What would that do? Somebody, I mean, he's not touching the water, or he's just holding a cleat.